As if I don't. Yeah.
In a time of growing repression, I say, in a time of growing repression and imperial conquest, I raised my voice for peace and liberty. In October 66, I was 19 in Vietnam. He was a 9 or 10-year-old boy begging for food on the side of the road like hundreds of others. I was riding shotgun in the truck. How was a woman to come? The driver crushed his skull with a can of sea rations. In the 80s, on up into the 90s, he's a 9 or 10-year-old boy standing lookout on the corner. And when a shooting car comes around the corner to take out the store, he gets splattered on the floor. In the 90s, on up into the 2000s, he's a 9 or 10-year-old boy swinging a rock loaded slingshot around his head. And when he loses his rock missile to fly and shatter against the armor of an American-made tank that belches forth a round that blows him beyond the thin blue line that surrounds and divides and separates our communities. I spent 2 days in Vietnam last June at Any High School USA right here in Oakland, California. Landmines in the heart all day for 2 days. Outside the door after class, a young man tells me his uncle, the uncle he never knew, his mother's brother, was killed in Vietnam. The look in his eyes says, please tell me about my uncle. I give him my sorrow and my best for his mother. He pulls him into his eyes and moves on down the hall. Turning, a young man thrusts his hand to me. Firm, steady grip holds my hand. With quivering voice, through trembling lips, he thanks me for coming to class. It helps him understand what his father goes through, he says. Tears fill my eyes as they fall down his cheeks. We hug, and he moves on down the hall. Vietnamese young man lingers, shaking my hand, wanting to know the history. His history, that has shaped his family, and that they do not speak of. He's out the door, moves on down the hall. Rainbow young women shake my hand, looking into my eyes, whisper thank you, and go out the door, move on down the hall. And they ask me if I killed him. And they ask me how it feels. They ask me if a close friend was killed. And they ask me how it feels. At least half. I tell you, at least half of these 14, 15, 16-year-olds know someone killed in Oakland streets. I know this because I asked them. I asked them how it feels. We all veterans. We talk some. I say, dare to struggle, dare to win. I say, what's the call?
Freedom all.
Dare to struggle, dare to win. All power to the people.
All power to the people.
All right, let's give him a hand for that one. Not one note. Okay, Shane, come on up here.